Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Tuesday, February 16th, 2016. Israeli troops injured a Palestinian civilian and kidnapped others during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Supreme Court rejected on Tuesday a demand made by lawyers of hunger-striking Palestinian detainee Mohammed Al-Kik to be freed and moved to a Palestinian hospital in the West Bank. Al-Kik, a 33-year-old Palestinian journalist and the father of two, began his hunger strike in November in protest of his administrative detention by Israel, imprisonment without trial or charges, which can be renewed over 6 months. On Tuesday, Al-Kik entered his 48-day without food. Isa Karaka, head of the Palestinian Commission of Political Detainees and Ex-Detainees, told local media that the Israeli court decision is a deliberate attempt to kill Al-Kik. Al-Kik is refusing to end his hunger strike until he is totally freed from Israeli military detention and sent back to his family. In the meantime, in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli soldiers shot Ahmed Bilal Zaytoun, 24, with a live round to his left leg after several Israeli military vehicles invaded the city, stormed and ransacked many homes. Elsewhere in the occupied Jerusalem, the soldiers stopped a young man in Bab al-Amud area and kidnapped him allegedly for carrying a knife. The police claimed it foiled a planned attack and that the Palestinian, in his 20s, is from Jenin district. He was moved to interrogation center in the city. In related news, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn and Monday late at night 17 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem in numerous invasions of communities and violent searches of homes. Home searches and kidnappings were reported in the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron, in addition to Qalqilya and Jenin in northern West Bank, as well as neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, February 16th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmari and me, Ghassan Bannoura.